DOS.
DOTP.
What are you doing out and about?
Oh, I'm not out and about. I'm sitting in my new radio shack out here behind the house.
Hey, when you gonna get your HF antenna?
Well, I think next week. I've got it all put together. I've got to put one more, I got to screw one more section, the top section onto it. And the guys that do my lawn work over here, they helped me do some other things here the other day. And I asked if they'd mind coming to help me stand it up in the air. They got said they'd come help me stand it up. One guy would get up on top of the shack to stand it up to make sure it's continuous up there. So then we're going to put a couple ropes on it, tie it off with the fence on each, on both on three ways. Then I'll be ready to connect everything up. So hopefully I'm going to be able to get the coax fixed up today or tomorrow.
Station is calling break. You got an emergency. Go ahead.
Anybody there, Gary?
Well, somebody in there. They're real down in the noise level. I can't quite pull them out, but I did hear somebody say break, and, you know, we don't do that on ham radio unless there's an emergency. But there's some folks that don't know that yet, I guess. But what kind of HF antenna are you going to put up, Rusty?
A six-band vertical from Hustler.
I've got an R7 Cushcraft here at the house I've thought about putting up, but gosh, I don't need another antenna up right now.
Well, I don't have any place to put up any other type of antenna. There's not any trees of any distance apart here that I can use. And since I'm in a condo over here in a HOA, of course, they don't have any rules against antennas because about every building over here has got at least one or two or three satellite dishes on top of it. So, you know, and a couple of them have TV antennas. Nobody say anything about it. And this is going to stand up and it won't be able to be seen from the front yard. You'd have to walk out in my backyard or walk behind our part of the property to see the antenna even being up in the air.
It works out real good for you. The vertical antennas do work well. Old Bobby, AJ4EN, that's the only antenna that's not vertical is his 160 that they just put up. But he talks, you know, like South Africa and stuff all the time on those verticals, and it really worked. They really work out well. I'm looking forward to hearing you on HF again. Been missing you.
And I finally put up I got an antenna from a cop in 0TR. He had an antenna up there in his house, a diamond. And I got that from him, and I put it up on a pole. That's what I'm talking on now. Of course, it's a dual-band antenna, but this is a single-band radio, so... There's a little Kenwood TM-281, but it does a good job, so it's the one I had in my shack before. I figured I'd put it in here, and it seems to be doing the job.
Doing you a fine job. I'm glad that you finally got one set up and able to get your shack set back up. I know you've been missing it.
Yeah, I have, and I figured out the other day, looked at my log the other day, and last year in October was the last time I logged an HF contact until I got this up, and this was October of 2024, not 25. So I was off the air on HF-wise for just over a year now.
Get you back on the air, and that'll be over and done with, but... Glad you're getting it set up and getting it all the things are starting to come together for you. It takes a while when you tear your shack down and have to redo it all.
Yeah, including the fact of building the shack over here because there was no way to buy one of those pre-built buildings and have it coated in and put out here because there's no access to the back of these. There's no way to drive behind them. So I had to get a guy to come out and he built it for me. And it's an 8x10 building. It's insulated. It's got R19 insulation in the walls. I've got interior walls. I painted it. It's ceiling. It's got siding on the outside that matches the house, the condo. So, you know, it worked out good. It sits here in the corner of the yard. Like I said, I got this 2 meter up there. And right now, believe it or not, I've got a 20 meter hamstick up on the roof out here also. And I've been able to talk on that thing on 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, 30, and 40. And believe it or not, so it won't tune up on 80, but it tunes up on those others. I'm working from FT8 on those.
4DOS W2T. Well, Rusty, I think I've got an 80 meter hamstick out there in the backyard. If you want to stick it up there, you'd be welcome to it. But like I said, I think I still got one. Anthony has got most of them, but he sold his truck and took his radio out of his truck, so I don't know what's doing with the hamsticks now.
Well, I've got a 75. I had a 75 and a 20. I won those both down at a event, the Century Club event. I went down to their eyeball a couple of 2 or 3 years ago down to Mississippi, and I won me a couple of antennas, and one was a 20 meter, and the other one was a 75 meter. And the 75 doesn't work too good out here. It's just it's where it is, and I've got a lot of buildings around me and everything, but I got it up, had it up. It would tune on 75, but not real good, because I tried to check into the South Carolina single sideband net one night. No happening. So anyway, I've got both, and I try it all. Hope you enjoy doing okay.
On the mountain, have his say. Yeah, Joy and I are doing fine. Can't complain about anything. Just sitting over here on top of the hill and trying to stay warm here lately.
About it. I mean, we even had some sleet over here this morning when we left church going around. We were headed out with some friends. We were taking them to lunch. They've taken us to lunch several times over the last several months and from church. So we decided we'd take them out today, them and their daughter out. She was in town visiting. She's in the airport. Lieutenant Colonel in the airport. She flew in Thursday and flying back out. She's going to fly out at 6 o'clock in the morning from DSP, so you know, it's one of those things, but we enjoyed lunch with the three of them and had a good time, Elaine and I. So anyway, so let me get back over here and try and do a little bit of updates on let me see what they're doing. And you have a good one. AI4DOS, W2T, 73s for now.
Hey, Rusty, well, good hearing you. Tell Elaine we said hello, and I hope y'all stay warm and stay dry. I don't think it's supposed to rain. They've called for it a little bit, but if it does, well, we need the water, so I'm not going to fuss about that either. But you have a good day. Get your work done and get your updates and all that stuff done, and we'll say 73 for now. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. 73, W2T, KI4DOS. Station in there, but I can't quite pull you out. You're way down in the noise level on my end. If you can increase your power or talk a little closer to your microphone, try that. See if I can pull you out. KI4DOS. 4LOO, I believe it was. Got you in there now. Like I say, you're way down in the noise level. I don't know what your location is or anything like that, but you're getting into the repeater, but it's kind of weak. Got your call corrected, Kilo Quebec 4. But say you're not on your normal radio, or you're not where you normally are. Probably the repeater, you know. It changes a little bit with the weather, whether we like it or not. But you know, when you get up on top of Caesar's Head, you know, it may not be windy down here, but it could be real windy up there, and something of that nature that's causing the it being a little scratchy today. But good hearing you in there. Hope everything goes well for you today. And like I said, you're signal's down just a little bit. I mean, your audio is down a little bit. You're getting into the repeater, but Yeah, it's probably the repeater. It's not it's probably not your station, over. We there at the very start. But yeah, this could be propagation. It probably well, it does change from time to time. It could, you know, it could have some ice on it or something of that nature. Who knows? But yeah, you get that elevation and you go up another 450 feet from off the ground, and it gets pretty chilly up there in the air. You take care. Good talking with you today. And Leon, I heard you in there, young man. You kind of down in the noise too, Leon. I think it's the repeater. It's not doing what it normally does. NC9V, KI4DOS.
Let's go through the repeater, Gary. I think he's going to hit you straight point to point. He's not going through the repeater. I'm going through the repeater. I'm just off the fringe area. NC9V.
Wendy, do it.
We're on our way back to Charleston and coming up on Spartanburg. Heard you in there. We'll give you a shout out. Say hello and please tell Miss Troy we said hey. And hopefully, get to finish shortly.
And on your way back from Charleston. Well, that's a good place to be back from, I guess. It's nice to visit, but you know, I used to run Charleston every week. I'd get down there on Tuesday and be down in Charleston all day on Tuesday and then go up the coast Tuesday night up to Myrtle Beach all the way up to Little River. And, yeah, I know you used to live and work down there, so it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live down there.
Where we used to live, you could only recognize the place. Could he be able to write the address or not? Things just grown up so much down there. I mean, it got 8 lanes of traffic where we used to be 2 lanes where we were. Traffic everywhere, people everywhere. It's not the same old town.
Don't have to be gone long for it to change a bunch. And if you've been gone a couple of 3 or 4 years or something of that nature, boy, it can really change then. But now I tell you, well, I used to run going into Charleston. It was, 26 was 4 lane then, a long time ago, and then they started widening it, and then they widened it again, and they widened it again. I don't know what in all the world they're doing. But traffic is atrocious down in and around there, no doubt.
I avoid it at all costs. They asked me to go down there, and I prefer not to go down there, especially to get involved in the ports down there. It's just too much traffic. Driving a big old tractor trailer is no fun. You know what I mean?
Used to go down there on Bay Street and some of those other little places over around the slave market and down in there. One of the places I had to deliver was there. It was the fudge shop. They made fudge in there, and that's all they made. And I had a young man ask me. He said, "What size is that trailer?" I said, "It's 48 feet." He said, "How'd you get it in here?" I said, "I drove it." He said, "How are you going to get it out?" I said, "The same way. I'm going to drive out." He said, "You going to run over something?" I said, "Nah, you just have to be careful." And so when I started to leave, he stood there and watched me drive out from behind the chocolate shop. And then he got in his truck and got on the radio, and he said, "I don't believe you made it around that corner right there." I said, "Well, I said, you got to do what you got to do." he was pulling one of them little 28-foot pups.
I know the feeling. I wouldn't take a 53-footer down there. I mean, I would, but you just got to be really, really careful and know where to turn and where you cannot turn. I've been down there, and I've helped a few guys in the trucks get out of there back when I was doing the motors and parking down there. And I'll tell you, this is a spot today you can't get out.
I used to deliver too down there at the Omni Hotel. You know where that's at. And you pull up the side street and you back inside the building. That was always fun. And I had to get the police officers that stayed pretty well in that area had to get them to come hold traffic for me every once in a while so I could get out. They didn't mind doing it, but I say they didn't, they may have. But it sure did help me a whole bunch when it stopped some of the traffic and let me swing that big old truck in and out of there.
9B, I used to help them all the time. That's Team 2, anything south of Calhoun, or actually south of Spring Street, was Team 2. No, Calhoun Street. I'll get it right here in a minute. Anything south of Calhoun was Team 2. Anything above Calhoun Street and that would be east of King Street was Team 1. Everything west of King Street was Team 3. And, of course, everything west of the Ashley was Team 4. Yeah. I don't know how that sitting like the back of my hand, but it's changed, too. Man, it's changed. So, we go down there, reminisce a little bit, get the heck out of Dodge, come back up to the mountains where it's nice and quiet. And that's what we decided today. We said, well, we're heading back home where it's nice and quiet. Get back up in the mountains.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I know quite a number of those little streets in and around down downtown Charleston. I don't like a lot of them, but, you know, in a car it's not bad. But if you go down there with a big old tractor trailer, and especially if you're driving a conventional instead of a cab over, it can get real tight. But I'm glad I don't do that anymore. You know, sometimes I miss my big trip, but I don't miss the traffic at all.
Such a premium down there. I remember I was riding motors one time and the boss man sent me down there to Bendu Range in Market Street, right in that area. And they've got a nightclub there in the corner. Nightclub, seafood restaurant. And apparently the limousines were parking on the fire hydrant, blocking up the fire hydrant. They had a thing for them. They wanted us to go down and deal with it. So went down there, and sure enough, there was a limousine parked in the fire plug. So I wrote up a ticket. He says, don't write up a ticket. I want you to write up a ticket. Go ahead and call a wrecker. So I wrote up a ticket, called a wrecker. The guy finally came out of the restaurant. No, no, don't pull my limo. I said, well, you have to settle up with the wrecker. He says, please, I'll pay the wrecker. I don't have no problem with that. But he settled up with the wrecker and then gave me a $20 tip. They never had that happen before.
Goodness, well, he probably gave you that $20 tip for talking to the wrecker driver and keeping him from, you know, towing his vehicle off, but probably worth it in the long run.
Possibly back then, I mean, if you can sell it over the record scene, wrecker right there on the scene, and they pay the wrecker, and he'd unhook it, and he'd be on your way. You still got the ticket, so he got the ticket, paid the wrecker, gave me a tip. The only tip I ever got, so I did get one other tip. I was working off duty gig one time, and it was a bingo, and it was a $10,000 jackpot. And the guy who won the jackpot paid me $20 to escort up to his car out in the parking lot, which I would have done it for free, but he threw me $20 anyway.
Oh, you're down there trying to do your job, and you're trying to get along with all everybody else, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but that's the way it is. Leon, I've got to jump off here for just a minute or two. You and Miss Wendy continue on safely. I'll try to get back in here in the next few minutes if you're going to be on the road for a bit.
Spartanburg, coming up on 85 here.
Miss Wendy, be careful, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll say 73 to you for now, and y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Don't nothing happen to either one of you. NC9V, KI4DOS, gonna be clear for just a few minutes.
NC9V, mobile.